the Tech Industry Alliance, which is the merger of Kerry SciTech and IT at Cork, is hosting its Diversity Matters mini conference on next Wednesday in Cork. Well, Claire Kennelly, who works with disability support at the Cork Educational Training Board Active Inclusion Service, is among the panel for a discussion on allyship in action. And she joins us now to talk about a variety of things, including what steps a business can take to remove obstacles for people with disabilities. Claire, good evening. You're very welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mary. Delighted to be here.
So you're taking part in a panel session at the Tech Industry Alliance Diversity Matters mini conference next week. And the panel's topic is allyship in action. And I suppose that's around supporting the rights of people from a minority or marginalised group. Now, maybe before we get into that and maybe your current role, will you just tell us a bit about yourself and your own background?
Well, I certainly will. My name is Claire Kennelly, and as you know, with a name like Kennelly, it's a North Kerry name. So my dad was from Kerry, so I'm delighted to be on Radio Kerry. A big shout out to all the other Kennellys out there. Yeah, my background is in education. I did a degree in Spanish and sociology, and then I went on to do a higher diploma in education. And I've been teaching in different roles, I suppose, from post-primary to further education to third level education. I've been teaching for the past 30 years. I've kind of moved sideways. I'm still in education, but I'm not in the traditional classroom anymore. I am now in a different role around inclusion. And I suppose, Mary, I'm very personally and professionally committed to disability inclusion because I am a disabled person. I have a vision impairment, and that means that I'm legally blind. So I do a lot of work with students and other people with disabilities in my current job.
Okay. And will you tell us about that current role then?
Okay. So my current role, I work with the Cork Education and Training Board. And Cork Education and Training Board, I'm in the section of further education and training. So I work on a team called the Active Inclusion Team. And there's four of us on the team. And we all work in different areas of supporting marginalized groups, like minority groups in society, to access further education and training and to access the workplace. And my particular area is in disability inclusion. And so what I do in my role is I support learners, teachers, instruction staff, managers, all around managing and coping with disabilities, either in the classroom or in workshops or in other education and training settings, and also helping to prepare learners and supporting them and giving them confidence, especially the learners with disabilities, around accessing the workplace.
Okay, and has this facility been running long?
This facility is new. Like, in terms of disability support, I've been working with the Cork Education and Training Board since 1998, and there has always been disability support. But just like everything in society, and especially like disability, neurodiversity, mental health, I suppose the way that we are interacting with it now, it's constantly evolving. So the role that I'm doing is a relatively new role in terms of having an active inclusion team. There's always been disability support, but it's constantly, hopefully, evolving for the better as we get more information, as we understand, you know, how society works and how disability works. It's always getting better, but it's always changing. It's a very rapidly changing environment, the disability and neurodiversity environment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I suppose you're working with people with all kinds of different conditions or disabilities, but say perhaps you're preparing people for going into the workplace. What kind of things do you have to make them aware of? Or maybe what kind of things should workplaces, you know, or managers that are there in place, what kind of things do they need to change, or what kind of, awareness do they need to have for people coming in to work with them who have some kind of a disability, or maybe they're neurodivergent?
Okay, now that is a brilliant question, but it's a huge question. So I'll try and answer it as clearly as possible in the time that we have. Right, first of all, I'll talk about, I suppose, employers and society in general. The culture that we have inherited in Ireland around disability has been quite a negative culture. It's been very much like based in tragedy and sympathy, okay? But disability in the 21st century, you know, we're really empowering people, and we want to bring more dignity and empowerment to our learners in Cork ETB around disability. So I suppose it's really about cultural change, and for employers, If you say you are inclusive, you kind of can't just talk the talk without walking the walk, right? And it's about ensuring that your physical environment is inclusive, your virtual environment, and what I mean by that is the apps that you're producing, or even your websites, that people with disabilities can interact with them, and that your processes and services are inclusive. So that could even mean your interview process. So let's just break that one down a little bit. If somebody puts out an advertisement for a job, and it literally has everything plus the kitchen sink in the advertisement for the job, that can really put people with disabilities off. And then a lot of employers put at the end of the advertisement, "We are an equal opportunity employer." But if you've put so much stuff in that, like, it'll put people off because maybe they need flexibility or they need particular pieces of software to be able to do that. I think job advertisements that are very clear in what the job is will encourage people with disabilities and neurodivergencies to apply for jobs, because they need that certainty that they're able to do everything that's in a job description. Once you have something in a job description and you're like, "Oh, I'm not sure if I can do that," they won't even apply. And then you're losing out on that talent pool of people with disabilities who are very resilient, incredible problem solvers because they're used to living in a society that isn't built for them, and very loyal employees and colleagues. In terms of preparing young people with disabilities for the workplace, imagine in 2023, I still meet young people who are afraid to disclose. And they're afraid to disclose because they're afraid of discrimination. Because unfortunately, the biggest barrier in our country is still attitudes, that people have a preconception of what someone can do and can't do. So I meet a lot of young people and they're like, "At what stage do I tell the employer during the interview process that I have a disability?" Because Mary, most disabilities are hidden. They're what we call invisible disabilities. So when we talk about disability, people often think what we can see, a person in a wheelchair, a person using a guide dog, we think that's disability. That's about 30% of disability is what we can see. All the other disabilities are hidden. So it's a huge thing for a young person to say to a future employer, "I have a disability. I have like maybe a mental health issue, or I have arthritis, or I have hearing loss." There is no legal obligation on them to do that. But if they want to get reasonable accommodation in the workplace, then I would advise to disclose, and to disclose as early in the relationship as possible. And I suppose what I often say to young people going for jobs, if an employer isn't inclusive, would you want to work for them anyway? Like, you are an incredible, precious, valuable person. And you have the right to work in an inclusive environment and to progress during your career, not just to be told, "Aren't you very lucky? No, you have a job." That still can be the attitude around disability.
It's sad to hear that, and I think you're very right there when you say that attitudes and society is the big thing that has to change. Coming on to the conference that you're going to be speaking at next week, you're part of a panel discussion on allyship in action at the Tech Industry Alliance Diversity Matters mini conference. Maybe first of all, can you talk to us about the importance of an event like this being held, and then maybe chat to us about the panel discussion?
Absolutely. The more events we have, the more we talk and have meaningful conversations about authentic inclusion, I think that's really important. I am not a person who's just about ticking the boxes. If we're going to talk, I want the action, you know? As I often quote that Elvis song, you know, a little less conversation, a little more action, please, right? So what we want by us all coming together, I mean, it's the Tech Industry Alliance. So straight away, you've got an alliance. It's people who support each other in the tech industry. And the tech industry is thinking about people in terms of all minorities, and how do we ensure that we're including them in the tech industry. I think it's really important to talk and to have experts who are very current about what's happening in education and training in the workplace today, what's going on, and to, I suppose, again, build confidence and to show people that there are loads of supports. For example, for employers, right? If they need training, there is a training grant from the Department of Social Protection. It's called DASS, D-A-S-S. And DASS stands for Disability Awareness Support Scheme. And every private employer in Ireland is entitled to have training for their staff in terms of supporting disability awareness. There are also supports from the Department of Social Protection, the DSP, in terms of buying equipment. It's called the WEAG, W-E-A-G, the Work Equipment Adaptation Grant. And there's also works wage subsidy schemes that are specifically for people with disabilities. Now, when we're talking about disability, Mary, you know it's a very broad concept. Like, I have a disability, but as I often say, I have a disability when I'm out and about on the street. I'm in my office now and I have a very large monitor, a magnifier on my monitor. I have another machine beside me, which is like a CCTV. So if I get a letter, a hard copy of something, and I can't read the writing, I can put it in under my machine and it enlarges it. So when I have all the equipment I need, or what we call the assistive technology, I'm not disabled. But when I go out in the street and I can't see the number on the bus, or, you know, I can't read a timetable, it's the environment disables me. So when we are all in the correct environments, we're all able to thrive. But when we're not in the correct environments, then we are probably just surviving and maybe even stressing ourselves more. So when we have events like this, I suppose what we're doing is we're talking about all the supports that are there for the people with disabilities and for the employers and the businesses and the allies of the people who want to support people with disabilities. What I'm always saying to people as well is you don't need to be an expert on the medical conditions. If somebody tells you they have a particular syndrome, don't even go down the road of asking, what's that and how did it happen and when? Because all you're doing is re-traumatizing that person. What I always say to employers, if they want to know, especially whether someone acquires their disability while they're in the workplace and they want to retain that person, just ask. You ask them, how best can I support you while you are in my classroom or in my workplace or, you know, in my work placement or wherever you are? How best can I ensure that you are successful while you are here working with us? And the young person, the person with the disability, will hopefully have all the strategies they need. They might say something like, you know what, I really need a large monitor, which the employer will get support from the Department of Social Protection to buy, okay, the Work Equipment Adaptation Grant. Or they might say, I'm dyslexic, I really need a software, a particular type of software to help me with dyslexia, which again will be supported by the Work Equipment Adaptation Grant. So if the person who's going in with the disability has the strategies, there is no reason why the employer can't support them, because there are so many supports mm-hmm. in Ireland for employers to employ people with disabilities.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah, all about the attitude, going back to that again. Look, Claire, we are going to have to leave her there. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been fascinating hearing about the work that you've done and your own background, and the very best of luck with the conference next week.
Thank you so much. And just a big shout out for the conference. It's on Wednesday the 29th up in the Cork International Airport Hotel. So looking forward to seeing everyone there.